All right, another thing. My friend Paul LaViolette in the news. I got an email from Dr. Paul a couple of days ago, and I'm going to read it to you here, all right? Dear Mike, attached is a news release about the early prediction of the Pioneer Effect, or Pioneer Anomaly, which I made 18 years before JPL scientists announced their discovery of the effect. A journal article describing this early prediction appeared in print this month in the journal Physics Essays. Thanks for all your support, Paul. Ha! And the underdog wins one. I love it. Dr. Paul LaViolette. Amazing what he has done. And this is just one small sliver of what Dr. Paul has done and what he is doing. But he predicted the Pioneer Effect, which is this strange shifting of frequency as light moves through the galaxy, through the solar system. And it was unpredicted by the accepted and traditional orthodox physics theories of the day. And Paul LaViolette, speaking of, you know, people who are considered heretics, and in a way he is too. He's had amazing work be completely ignored for many years. And he's a brilliant, brilliant astrophysicist who, you know, has proof now behind many of his claims. Many of the things that Paul predicted, along with the Pioneer Effect, have come to pass, many of them. And I encourage you to look into the work of Dr. Paul LaViolette. You can find him on the web at www.etheric.com. And I also always like to mention his other website that's called Archive Freedom, archivefreedom.org, which is a website that's devoted to, you know, honesty and free flow of information and review of science and scientific theory. And Dr. Paul LaViolette's an amazing guy, and he's a hero of mine. And I'm so pleased that the journal Physics Essays had the courage to print that paper. And the reason it's a big deal is because if you extrapolate what Paul's description really means, the explanation of the Pioneer Effect, and it has to do with something that's called genic energy, G-E-N-I-C, it's a name that Paul sort of coined. At any rate, call it whatever you will, it changes the way that we look at the universe. And it's important for a whole lot of different reasons. And Paul has written a lot of, you know, hard to understand, perhaps, scientific books, subquantum kinetics, you know, that are really basically textbooks for professionals of mathematics and physics. But he's also written some stuff that's, you know, easily understandable by the layperson, like me. This is stuff I read, you know, like, you know, Beyond the Big Bang and Genesis of the Cosmos. And he has a lot of other stuff, but I encourage people to look into his work because he's very, very sharp, and he's had a look ahead of things, if you know what I mean.